joined now by Chris Johnson, senior NHL insider writer for Sportsnet. Hey, CJ, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Mr. Ennis. How are you?
I'm very well. So this is quite the deal, I would say. I mean, you can't go wrong, right? It's not that wild a thing to do when you're talking about going to the goalie who just won the cup last year, but it feels kind of ballsy.
Well, it's, in my eyes, basically unprecedented. I mean, extremely rare to have a guy carry a team to the Eastern Conference Final and then find himself removed from the net for any reason other than injury. And you know, in Marc-Andre Fleury's case, I think that you can certainly make the case that Pittsburgh wouldn't be here this year if not for how well he played in the first two rounds. And look, he had that shutout in Game 7 against Washington, and you know, the Capitals were the best team in the league this season. I mean, Pittsburgh had no business with the injuries that they have winning that series, and Marc-Andre Fleury was the key to that. But, you know, what I guess makes this intriguing is that, of course, Matt Murray was their guy. He would have started Game 1 of the playoffs, and he got injured in warm-ups, and he did win the Cup for them last year. So, you know, most teams don't have the luxury, I guess, of going to have two goaltenders that can play at this level, but this certainly opens some eyes, and it would be very interesting to see what would happen if Matt Murray lost this game, you know, where they would go from there.
I wonder how long Mike Sullivan's been thinking about this. Is it a direct result of that Game 3 loss? Because when was Murray available? It was in this series sometime, right? Or was it during the Cap series?
Yeah, Game 7 against the Caps was the first game where he backed up.
Yeah.
You know, he looked pretty good in the relief minutes he played last game. Although, you know, at that point, Ottawa already had a 4-0 lead. So, you know, we didn't see them put much of a push on offensively. Didn't face a ton of tough chances. Did let in the one goal. But look, I mean, Mike Sullivan and Matt Murray have a history that goes all the way back to the American Hockey League in Wilkes-Barre. And, you know, he was his number one goalie there before Mike was hired last year, midway through the year, to coach the Penguins. And you know, he showed faith in him last year in running through the playoffs with Matt Murray. And you know, based on what we've seen, he's been a better goalie than Marc-Andre Fleury the last 2 years. It's just that it's kind of this unique scenario where he's only played the one game in about 6 weeks now. Fleury's been playing so well and has two shutouts in his last stretch of games and yet finds himself, you know, pretty unhappy, I would imagine, to be watching this one from the end of the bench.
Yeah, that's where I wanted to go next. Now, it's not like it's going to, oh, he's going to be salty for next season. He's not going to be a Penguin next year, whether that's via trade, whether that's via the expansion draft, and he's in Las Vegas. Like there's a minimal chance that Marc-Andre Fleury is still a Pittsburgh Penguin at the beginning of next year. So you're not worried about just like souring him on the franchise going forward because he's not a big part of it. But he's, by all accounts, a beloved member of that team right now. And I know Sidney Crosby and him are good buddies. Like, is there a risk here when you're talking about personalities making this move in the middle of a series?
Perhaps, you know, I kind of view it as a bit of a wake-up call, though, for the team in general, because, you know, they've only scored 3 goals in a series, one each of the games. And, you know, I think that by going away from the popular guy, that Mike Sullivan might be sending a bit of a message to his players as well. I mean, it comes down to the fact that he believes fundamentally that Murray gives him a better chance to win the game than Fleury. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But I think that the psychological benefit, I mean, this is a pretty serious card to play, a pretty big card for him to play at this time. And you know, Marc-Andre Fleury is beloved by his teammates. I mean, they just, he's probably the most popular guy in the whole organization the way he is. He's very unique in the way he supports teammates. I mean, even look at his helmet right now. He's got the names of 20 or 25 former players of all his former teammates, favorite teammates from over the years. You know, to do something like that is just not a typical, I guess, kind of thing that you would expect to see. And yeah, I can't imagine that the teammates are feeling good for him right now. But, you know, at the same time, they did win a cup with the other guy. It's not as though, you know, that it's not. It's, I think it's an easy thing for them to understand. But, you know, on some personal level, I'm sure it's tough to see, you know, what Fleury's going through. Because the reality is, given what's coming, that might have been his last ever appearance for the Penguins, is that 4 goals on 9 shots in Game 3 here.
Yeah, that would be sad. Talking to Chris Johnson. But yeah, like you said, it's not been the issue for them this series. You got to score more than 3 goals in 3 games against the Ottawa Senators. They're actually lucky to have won one of them. It came 1-0, and it was a dominating performance, but still, the offense hasn't been there. And you look at their depth on the back end, and you look at the injuries they've suffered, and Justin Schultz out now. Where is your belief level that they can actually win this series down 2-1 and get a chance to repeat as champs?
Well, it's still tough to kind of bet against the Penguins, just given the players that they have and what that team has accomplished. But, you know, they are pretty severely depleted right now. And you know, and being around them, you can feel the strain of it. I mean, these guys are tired, and it makes sense. I mean, this will be their 204th game in the last 2 years tonight. And that doesn't even include, you know, the guys who played in the World Cup or some of the exhibition games they played. I mean, it's just so much hockey to go on two straight runs. I mean, there's a good reason we don't see teams repeat as Stanley Cup champions too often. It's an incredible grind, and it takes some luck, and it takes good health and all those things. So, you know, I wouldn't be totally surprised to see them get off the mat and push back and find a way to win this series. But, you know, it's certainly much closer than I think most had kind of handicapped it coming in. That you know, Ottawa's just in a much better situation. I mean, Alex Burrows tonight is a game-time decision. That's essentially their only significant injury. And, you know, if you've seen Alex play in these playoffs, it's not a huge one for them at this stage. I mean, he's been a marginal player at best for the Senators. And you know, Erik Karlsson, there's some suspicion maybe he's not playing at 100%, but, you know, he's still producing a lot for the team. And you know, Pittsburgh just doesn't have the depth offensively they had last year in the playoffs. I mean, they've had to play Malkin and Kessel together on the same line rather than having the three with Sidney Crosby split up the way they could last spring. The defense is pretty crazy to imagine the team with that kind of blue line right now when you factor in the injuries could maybe win. Ron Hainsey on the top pairing playing for them. You know, there's a lot stacked to go up against the Penguins here, and that's what I think makes this game so big, because to go down 3-1 with the team they have and you know, to get your margin of error essentially down to zero, you know, would be a tough spot for them to come out of. So it's a big moment, and, you know, Matt Murray has shown that he can handle those in the past.
You mentioned the number of games that this team has played and the number of players who have played even more than that, and Sidney Crosby among them. It doesn't look like the same guy recently, although it's scoring to break up the shutout in game three. But, yeah, ever since the injury, really, in the Capitals series, he hasn't been the same guy. Like, I'm putting two and two together. Are others, or is this – maybe he is just gassed?
Well, it's a commonly held thought that, you know, I'm not sure if it's the injury but or just the toll or some combination of both. But, look, even as an elite athlete, you get tired. You get fatigued. You don't feel yourself. And he really hasn't looked himself too much – at least to my eyes, through the three games of this series. He had a pretty strong performance in Game 7 against Washington, but, you know, he doesn't appear to be 100%. I'm not sure that it's necessarily a head injury. I think one thing that got lost a little bit after that hit he took is the way his leg folded under himself awkwardly.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe he was able to play through it clearly, but he only missed the one game after that that play. But, you know, I think it's reasonable to suspect he's got some kind of lower body injury out of that play and maybe some others during the playoffs. And, you know, the reality is when you get into the third round as we are, there's so many guys that are playing at some percentage less than 100 of themselves. It's just such a grind to play every other night and, you know, a season that extends to 100 games. But, you know, I do think that Sidney Crosby is not fully himself. But, again, I wouldn't totally rule out him finding a way to push through and have a meaningful impact, because, you know, that's what it's going to take right now. It appears to me anyway, it's going to take Malkin and Crosby and Kessel and kind of the stars to get these guys, you know, back into the series, because, you know, the depth players they have, a lot of them are just, they're not at the level where they can make that kind of impact.
Before I let you go, one Leaf question. We only got about a minute. JD Bunkus thinks that the Leafs, maybe not number one on the priority list, but it should be a priority, the backup goaltender for them this offseason. Where do you think that ranks?
Oh, it's pretty high. You know, I think that we saw this year that the strategy they have wasn't to the coach's liking, with Jonas Enroth coming and going, Bebo getting a start in there, I mean, before eventually picking Curtis McElhinney off waivers. But, you know, I think in today's NHL, you don't want to throw away any game. We just see how tight it is. I mean, Nashville's the 16th team in the regular season, and you know, they got a chance, it would appear to me, a real chance to win a Stanley Cup. So the league is as close as ever, and You play a lot of back-to-back games, so they need a backup goaltender, and I think they need a better plan than they had last year. And you know, there'll be lots of guys available. That shouldn't be – it should be a priority, but I don't think it'll be as difficult, say, as finding that defenseman that they're out scouting for right now.
Yeah, that's why Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello are doing their little Nashville vacation together, holding hands. Thanks, CJ.
Two games that Mike went to. He's not messing around.
No, I mean, yeah, why leave Nashville if you don't have to? Thanks, CJ. Enjoy the game.
Okay, thanks, Ben.